Hello and welcome to hashtag MindBodyWellness. Today we are going to do a short yoga practice. You can start by sitting in a comfortable cross-legged position on your mat. Reach your arms up to the ceiling, palms facing each other, and take a deep breath. Try to keep your head straight. And place your hands together and bring them down to your heart center. Press your thumbs into your heartbeat. Take a deep breath in. Easy breath out. As you inhale, get a little taller. Exhale, relax your shoulders. The look across your face. You can take your hands down to your knees. Grab onto your knees and start to rock yourself forward and backwards. Forward on the in-breath and backwards on the out-breath. Do this a couple of times at your very own pace. When you're ready, find your center, sitting up nice and tall. In the easiest way possible, climb yourself into your downward facing dog. If you're unfamiliar with downward facing dog, come into hands and knees. Hands under shoulders, knees under hips. Tuck your toes under right there where they are and slide your hands forward about a half a handprint or so. Spread your fingers wide and point your pointer fingers straight ahead. Then lift the whole thing up so you'll look like a triangle. While you're here, your chest sinks down towards the floor, towards your feet. Relax your head. Let it dangle. Feel the thighs reaching back and the heels reaching down as far as they'll go. And let go of all those things you're not using. Take a soft sway, easy, side to side. And then walk your feet slowly up to your hands. Inhale your arms up to the ceiling. Exhale, forward fold, hinging at your hips. Reach for your feet. Then grab the floor and walk your feet back to that downward dog position. From here, we're just going to inhale and lift up. Exhale and sink down back into your downward dog. So lift your heels, lift your back, then sink down. Roll your body into a plank position. So shoulders over your wrists. Reach out through your heels so you're a nice long board. Then slowly drop your hips to the floor and open up your chest into an upward dog position. But place your legs down and be easy with your body, swaying a little side to side. Gently lower your whole self to the floor. Reach your hands behind your back, interlace your fingers, grab on and pull yourself up. And then look off to one side, maybe look off towards your feet, and then slowly at your own pace, look off the other way. Once again, find your center, release your hands and place them down by your shoulders. Slide your palms down next to your chest. Bring the elbows and the arms super close to your body. Tuck the toes under and lift yourself back up into downward facing dog. You can curl from your knees all the way up. Take a moment here and breathe. On your next inhale, lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Stretch that leg long in three-legged dog. Then step the right foot towards the hands into a low lunge. Drop your left knee down on the floor too, and scoot that right foot underneath the knee. Walk your hands on top of your knee, lifting yourself up, arms to the sky. Take a deep breath in. Exhale your hands down to your heart center and pause for another breath in and out. Let's take our left hand to the floor and reach our right arm up, letting your body turn towards your leg. Then take your right hand to the floor on the other side of your leg. Reach your left hand up and open yourself up as much as you can. Center both hands down when you're ready. And then make your way back into your downward facing dog. Take a slow sway once you get there. And then slowly lift up that left leg, stretching it long in three-legged dog. Step your left foot between your hands. Drop your right knee to the floor, coming into low lunge. Again, inhaling those arms up to the ceiling. Placing your hands together at your heart center. Slide those hands down, kneeling up nice and tall. And then slowly we're going to take our right hand to the floor, opening our left arm up, twisting open. Slowly bring your other hand down and lift your right hand up, twisting towards the leg. When you're ready, both hands come to the floor and make your way back to downward facing dog. Climbing back into your hands and knees position, we'll roll through a cat-cow, lifting your chest on the inhale, then looking towards your belly and lifting your back on the exhale. Roll back into tabletop, which is hands and knees. Tuck your toes under, bring it back up to your downward dog. One more time, three-legged dog, right leg lifts up and stretches out, then right foot steps forward in between the hands. Carefully walk your hands back a bit and lift up into a high lunge position. Facing the head of your mat, bend your right knee over your ankle and reach through the left heel. Linger here for a moment. Soft movement is welcome. Gently place the back heel to the floor, coming into warrior stance, opening up to warrior two. So your chest is facing the side, but your eyes are facing the right leg. Opening your arms wide in warrior two, we lean back to reverse warrior. Left arm reaching back, relaxing and dangling down. Right arm reaching up. Keep breathing and bring yourself back into warrior two. Softly bring that right arm to the right leg in side angle pose. Bend the right elbow, rest the arm on the leg, and then reach your left arm up and over, stretching all the way from your fingers to your toes, including that side body. From here, we're going to dip down to the floor, climb back into downward facing dog, and then take a soft sway side to side, leaning into one hand and the other hand. Lift your left leg up, stretching out into three-legged dog. Step the left foot in between the hands. We're coming into high lunge, so walk your hands back behind the heel a couple of steps, and then press evenly into the feet to lift your arms up to the ceiling or the sky. And then settle into your lunge. Left knee is bent over the ankle, right heel is reaching back. Take a moment and feel. Notice you're still breathing. And then drop your back heel to the floor, opening up your body to the side and your eyes forward towards the front of your mat in warrior two. Reverse warrior. Release your right arm back, reaching your left hand up, stretching into reverse warrior. Then gently come back into the center, into warrior two. Take a breath, and on your exhale, lean forward, bringing your left arm towards your left thigh. Bend your elbow, rest your arm there, and open your arm up overhead, reaching your right arm towards the space in front of you. Stretch from your fingers to your heel, pressing down into that side portion of your back right foot. And then slowly dip your body down, climbing back into your downward facing dog. When you get there, drop your knees to the floor, slide them a little wider than your hips. Then bring your big toes together in a wide-kneed variation of child's pose. We'll rest our bottom as close to the heels as they can and the forehead on the floor. Remember to let go of effort here. You want to release all tension in the body, bringing all the awareness to the breath and the floor beneath you. Take a moment and practice. And you can lift yourself up. Have a seated position on your mat. Take your hands to your lap, fingers facing the floor, rooting yourself down into this spot right here. Lengthen up through the crown of your head. Relax your shoulders down your back and lean back a little until you feel like maybe you're going to fall over. Right before that feeling is your edge. Go there. Take a deep breath, notice it. Bring your awareness to any tension you're feeling anywhere, clenching the teeth together, or scrunching the forehead, anything at all. Maybe the thighs are squeezing a bit. Take a deep breath, and on your exhale, let that go. Open your arms to the side, lift your arms up towards the ceiling. Place your hands together in a prayer position and bring those hands down to your heart center. Close your eyes here and take a breath in through the nose, nice and big and full and deep, and out through the mouth, slow with control. Do this again. Breathe in deeply through the nose. And calm and peacefully through the mouth. One more full breath in. And another easy breath out. You can bow your head. And may the light in me honor the light in you. Namaste. I hope you have enjoyed our session today. Come back to #mindbodywellness for more episodes with Gina Rossi.